Church Bible. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anke, and I'd love to show you a picture on the screen of a little mouse called Despero, and he's from a movie called The Tale of Despero. I wonder who has seen that movie, maybe. I have to admit, I haven't seen the whole movie yet. Nobody? Well, this will be good, because you'll enjoy watching this little video clip, because it'll tell you a little bit about who Despero is. Let's watch it, but let me tell you just so very quickly, he's a mouse, as you can see, with very big ears. And unlike the rest of the mice in his colony, Despero was born unafraid. He was afraid of nothing, and he refused to be indoctrinated into a culture of fear. Let's watch.
His eyes are open.
Don't worry about it. Sometimes they are.
But he isn't cowering. He's looking right at us.
Don't worry. He'll learn to cower. They all do in time.
But he isn't.
Mom, he's so puny. And look at those ears.
And from the very beginning, Despero Tilling heard more, saw more, and even smelled more than any of the other mice.
Despero, don't do it!
Despero Tilling had no idea he was small. He wasn't just small in human terms. He was small, even for a mouse. But to tell you the truth, he didn't even notice. In fact, in his own mind, Despero was a giant.
We're worried about him. He doesn't scurry, he doesn't cower. At first, we thought he would grow out of it, but...
Well, he scurries sometimes.
But not when he's scared. He just does it for fun, and he never cowers. We've showed him how...
Well, some kids are slower than others. He'll cower in time. We'll work on it.
Yes, but
it'll be fine. I promise. All right, settle down. Ready, class? Right? Good. Excellent. Despero.
Yes?
You didn't cower.
Looks like a sword.
It's a carving knife.
It's beautiful.
It's dangerous.
Do you have any more?
So Despero was small, but in his own mind, he was a giant. Just like Despero didn't know that he was small, I think children don't know that they are small, too small to make a difference. In fact, I believe children have a beautiful confidence. And sometimes they'll probably attempt things that are way beyond their ability. You could say in their own minds, children believe they are giants. In the Bible passage where Jesus calls the children, the first bit that Mark read at the very start of the service, we've got a picture of that as well. Jesus doesn't shoo the children away. The parents brought them, and what did Jesus say? He said, "Let the children come to me." The kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. Jesus is saying, come to me like a child, and you will receive the kingdom of heaven. I wonder, what is the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning? Have a little think, and I'm going to ask one or two of you to tell me, if you wouldn't mind. What is the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning? I'm going to ask one adult. Do you want to do it, Elaine?
Cup of coffee.
Yes, sounds like me, a cup of coffee. I wonder what, Amy, do you want to, what do you think of when you wake up in the morning?
Wanting to get back to sleep and have more of a long rest.
Thank you for that honesty. I was kind of expecting the opposite. That sounds like something that us adults feel when we wake up as well, I'm sure. Well, I think when children usually wake up in the morning, they're not thinking, oh, what jobs do I have to do today? What are the things that I am responsible for today? Or, oh, what do I need to remember? Or what do I need to organize? Usually, when children wake up, they're just ready for the excitements that are lying ahead of them in the day. Now, I'm going to ask an adult who would be a willing volunteer to come and help me demonstrate something. I'm going to get my box. Who would like to come and hold some Jenga bricks? It needs to be an adult because they need to be strong. Thank you, Sarah. So, it's only as we grow up that we pick up these things that adults tend to worry about. For example, do you want to hold out your... What am I going to have for lunch today? Oh, I need to remember my PE kit. Next thing. Oh, I need to remember to do my homework. Oh, exams are coming up. And very soon, when all those exams are done, I have to think of getting a job. And then I have to think, do I want to get married? And then, when I get married, do we want to have children? And then, what am I going to do when I retire? Do I want to retire? And then very soon we start wondering about things like, what do I look like? What do other people think of me? And we start piling all of these worries on top of ourselves. Thank you, Sarah. You can just pour them into me. Thank you. By the time we are adults, we end up carrying so much stuff that life can get quite tricky and complicated. I think Jesus completely understood and understands that as we grow up, life can get tricky and complicated. As adults, we come to Jesus with so many life experiences, good and bad. And these can make it tricky for us to just come to him like an innocent child. Now, does that mean that Jesus wants you to stop growing up or to stop being responsible for things? No, of course not. He doesn't ask us to put our life experiences aside, to forget about them and to forget about our responsibilities. But he wants us, he asks us to change our attitude. He wants us to trust him like a child would trust their parent. Like that little girl is trusting that her daddy is going to catch her again. I think Jesus liked the way that the children simply came up to him. And they just wanted to spend time with him. They weren't worrying about, what am I going to cook for dinner? How am I going to pay my taxes? What's in the future? I don't know. They simply came to spend time with Jesus. They simply trusted him. When you hear the word trust, I think it's the slide before or after. How do you understand that? Do you want to have a quick think? And then I would love it if you could turn to someone near you and tell them what you think trust means or looks like. If you could sum it up in one sentence or even three words. When a child is looked after by someone who really cares for them, they feel secure. And so they learn to trust that person. Jesus said that we should trust in him with a childlike faith like that. We get so busy and distracted with all of these things as we grow up that we start to worry more about them than about who God is. And we forget that he is a great big God. And often, when we forget how big he is, we tend to turn our backs to him, and we feel like we can't go to him and talk to him and tell him how we're feeling about all of these worries in our lives. Jesus didn't want the children to be hushed or held back. He wanted to hear what they had to say. He wanted to bless them. God is just as keen to bless us today and to hear from you today. As we look ahead at the new year of 2017, I believe with all my heart that God wants you to tell him what you're excited about, what you're worried about, to share your doubts with him, but also your victories, to tell him the things that you don't understand, and to thank him for the things that now make sense from 2016. He wants you to be honest with him. You can trust him. Why? Because you are his child. He is bigger than big. And he loves you. I want to end by reading our passage from Isaiah again. God says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. My ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that we can always trust you. We know that you won't ever let us down or leave us on our own. You are always there for us. Help us to trust you with a childlike faith.